I invite you to turn just briefly again to the very first part of our order of service, the funeral service of praise and thanksgiving. Even in the midst of sorrow, even in the face of death itself, we are here for praise and thanksgiving, for the impact that Jesus Christ, the Son of God, and in Roger's life, our life, and in this service, indeed, through Christ, a service of praise and thanksgiving. We join in the opening sentences. We begin our worship in the name of God the Father.
He gave life to Roger, and he watched over him on his earthly journey.
We begin our worship in the name of our Savior, Jesus Christ.
He gave his life that Roger and all people might have forgiveness of sins in heaven.
We begin in the name of God, the Holy Spirit,
who brings faith to the hearts of believers through the Holy Word of God and heaven.
We thank God that physical death is no longer to be feared.
Jesus said, I am the resurrection and the life. He who believes in me will live, even though he dies. And whoever lives and believes in me will never die.
We thank God today that his purpose is to save all people, Roger, Jane, you, and me.
For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, and whoever believes in him should not perish, but have everlasting life.
Blessed are the dead
who die believing in Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior.
Christ is risen.
He is risen indeed. Hallelujah.
Lord, have mercy upon us.
Christ, have mercy upon us. Lord, have mercy upon us.
Let us pray. O God of grace and mercy, we give thanks for your loving kindness shown to all your servants, especially Roger, who, having finished their course in faith, now rest from their labors. Grant that we also may be faithful to death and receive the crown of eternal life through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
Please be seated.
Lift up my eyes to the hills. My help comes from the Lord. I lift up my eyes to the from where does my help come?
My help comes from the Lord, who made heaven
and earth. He will not let your foot be moved. He who keeps you will not slumber.
Behold, he who keeps you.
Now, therefore, fear the Lord and serve him in sincerity and in faithfulness. Put away the gods that your fathers served beyond the river and in Egypt, and serve the Lord. And if it is evil in your eyes to serve the Lord, choose this day whom you will serve, whether the gods your fathers served in the region beyond the river, or the gods of the Amorites in whose land you dwell. But as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.